So far, the street protests across the Arab world haven't reached Saudi Arabia, and most experts agree that it's not likely. The country has the largest economy in the region and plenty of oil wealth to cushion discontent. But a group of young Saudis are taking on Egypt's protests as a source of comedic material, as NPR's Deborah Amos discovered far in the Saudi desert.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Young Saudis drove 80 miles outside the capital, past remote villages and Bedouin tents, to sit under the midday sun for a stand-up comedy festival. As he waits to go on stage, the host of the show jokes about Saudis, who usually don't show up on time for anything.
It's surprising. It's not exactly typically Saudi, but it's 95% full, and it's like less than 10 minutes before the show.
My name is Fahad Al-Buteri, and I'm a Saudi stand-up comedian.
Al-Buteri, 25, is a part-time comic and a full-time geologist. He warms up the crowd with pointed remarks related to Egypt's unrest and the lack of coverage in the Saudi media.
In light of recent events, I would like to say to everyone that I do not read the newspaper anymore. I'm on Twitter. I don't watch TV anymore. I'm on YouTube.
Al-Buteri says that the youth-driven uprising has resonance with this audience.
The news is so big, it's almost impossible to contain. You must have an opinion, or otherwise you are not human, I'll be very honest with you, because the issue in Egypt, it's all about the people. There's millions that agree on one thing. You got to listen to them.
This comedy show in the desert, approved by the government, is an example of an experiment in freedom of expression that began when King Abdullah came to power in 2005. But just how far does it go? The Americans who are part of the show are not so sure. New York-based comedian Dino Badella checked out his jokes with the organizers. He plans to tell one about looting at the Egyptian Museum. Okay. One about Iraqis fleeing Cairo for the safety of Baghdad. Yeah, sure. And a joke about the Saudis and their obsession with status.
I think I'll talk about how in Saudi, the only way you'll ever have protests if there's a VIP section, because Saudis won't line up for a regular protest. That's to be VVIP, VIP.
The Saudi comics take on Egypt in a more direct way.
Give it up for Khairo Ibrahim al-Khairalla.
Khairalla is the most daring of the Saudis. He delivers his jokes in English, heavily mixed with Arabic, and he hits home with barbed remarks about Egypt's president, Hosni Mubarak.
You know, Egypt.
Egypt, big problem, he begins. And then he jokes that Egypt's president may soon visit the Saudi city of Jeddah. That's the place Tunisia's president took refuge when street protesters ended his rule. Khairalla gets the biggest laughs when he says that Mubarak will have to travel around Jeddah on jet skis. That's a very local joke. In the past week, the Saudi port city has been hit with damaging floods. Saudi Facebook groups have expressed anger with inept government response.
A lot of people in Saudi don't exactly get stand-up comedy irony. They just think irony is what you do at the laundry. Come up!
Of course, this desert camp of young people, men and women enjoying an afternoon of entertainment, is far from the world of the conservative capital, with no movies or theaters. The real Saudi Arabia, says Fahad Al-Buteri, is somewhere in between.
Saudi Arabia right now, because of the population, they're so young, it's best represented by the youth themselves. So if you meet enough young Saudis, you'll get a better picture of Saudi Arabia.
And we're changing things little by little, but we are changing, and it's happening. The youth is the future.
Deborah Amos, NPR News, Riyadh.
You're listening to NPR News.